This is the Keegan Podcast, Episode 7, Why Nixon is Fascinating. I'm John Keegan. Last year marked the 40th anniversary of the beginning of the most important political scandal of the 20th century, Watergate. As a historian and a teacher, I decided to commemorate the anniversary by making creating some teaching resources about Watergate, and those resources, links to those resources, are in the show notes. When dealing with Richard Nixon as a historian and an educator, you have to split him into two parts. You have to look at the good things he did as president, both in the foreign policy arena and domestically. And then you have to cover Watergate. The resources I have up at the present time cover the darker side of Nixon. They cover Watergate. There's a lecture, PowerPoint presentation, and there's a map study exercise. There's a 40th anniversary article by Woodward and Bernstein, who originally broke the Watergate story in the Washington Post. And there is, what else did I do? Oh, my apologies. I also have another reading, which is a primary source document, which is an oral history of Alexander Butterfield. Alexander Butterfield was a Haldeman aide who revealed the existence of the taping system to the Senate Watergate Select Committee. And I also have a map study exercise, which from the New York Times. It is a map of Washington, D.C., that depicts the important places having to do with the scandal. So those are the teaching materials that I've created to go along with Watergate. Why did I create them? Well, as I said in the beginning, Nixon fascinates me. Fascinates me how a man so intelligent to be able to deal with all the foreign policy things he dealt with, China, and this, at the opening of China, détente with the Soviet Union, and make some real headway in those areas. How is it possible the man could record the commission of a crime and not realize, regardless of whatever past presidential papers or presidential materials, however they were handled in the past, how could he not realize that if he recorded criminal activity, that the tapes at some point would not become public? I don't understand that. It's like he got together with Haldeman and Ehrlichman and actually said, let's commit a crime and let's record it because nobody's going to be able to listen to the tapes anyway. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And that juxtaposition, the intelligence of the foreign policy and the good things that he did as president and the actual comic opera tragedy of them actually recording the criminal activity. So, and eventually listening to it. And if you haven't listened to the tapes, I highly recommend that you go and you listen to the tapes. The new Nixon tapes by Stanley I. Cutler is a wonderful reading of transcripts by actors. And I recommend that rather than listening to the actual tapes, because the actual tapes aren't in real good condition. They're very, very difficult to understand in places, and they're just... So if you're going to listen, and I recommend that you listen to them anyway, make up your own mind, but I find them very difficult to understand. If you want to listen to the tapes, especially those having to do with Watergate, look for the new Nixon tapes by Stanley I. Cutler. Google them, look for them at Amazon, and you can get them. Now, I suggest that you actually get the tape or the CD version, because if you get the version that is on audible.com, they cut out somewhere between, I'd say, 7 to 15 minutes, and those 7 to 15 minutes are really important. So actually look for physical cassette tapes or the CD version and either make MP3s yourselves, which isn't that difficult to do anymore, or rip them off the CD. But again, getting back to why I find this fascinating is the fact that he didn't understand. I mean, Nixon just didn't understand or didn't believe what he was doing was wrong. I mean, he told David Frost in a 1977 interview in response to a question, if the president does it, it's not a crime. And I believe he actually believed that. I mean, it's the only explanation I could come up with for what, during the period of 1972 to 1974, we have incredible abuses of governmental power. We have, aside from the bugging itself, we have Nixon taking, using campaign contributions to fund other candidates. We have Nixon using the IRS to go after people he doesn't like. We have Nixon creating a group called the Plumbers to find damaging information about Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked something called the Pentagon Papers, which I discuss in full detail in the lecture, and it just goes on and on. And it shows that no matter how bright a president is, he can have people around him that aren't too bright. No one, not Haldeman, not Ehrlichman, and Dean only did this. Dean comes out later and tries to tell the president, hey, look, you got a cancer on the presidency. This is what's been going on, because Dean's not aware that he's aware. Now, the question always comes up, and I'll end with this. The question always comes up, did Nixon know about the break-in? I don't think so. He didn't know about the break-in before it occurred. He was told about the break-in of the Democratic National Committee headquarters after it occurred. And then he proceeded to cover that up. So, was he aware that, did he order these people to go and break into Democratic National Committee headquarters not once, but twice? No, he didn't. After finding out that that's what they did he cover it up? Yes, he did. Now, one of the... And I said I was going to end, but I have one more thing that I want to put forth here, and then I'll end. One of the most fascinating things about Nixon, and this comes across on the tapes, is he looked at life as combat, not accommodation. Every defeat that he suffered was caused by an enemy. And he put people around him that thought the same way. Again, Haldeman and Ehrlichman, again, are perfect examples. So, that attitude of life is combat, and there are enemies, they're out to get me, they're out to destroy me, that Nixon had, created a climate where the abuses of Watergate could take place. So, and I find Nixon and Watergate to be a fascinating subject. Please take a look at my teaching resources on the subject, and please comment either on this page or on Twitter and Facebook, and that'll bring this episode of the Keegan Podcast to a close. Until next time. The Keegan Podcast is a production of jgkeegan.com Productions. Copyright 2013, all rights reserved. For more information, please visit jgkeegan.com.